Why do your accumulator bets keep losing? When you're in good form and backing winners for fun, it seems oh so easy. But when the tables are turned and your luck appears to be out, it feels like a difficult road back to the land of riches and glory. Here is my advice on how to eradicate those schoolboy errors and boost your bank. Use betting tools. I use a range of betting tools to make each and every selection. These are generally websites in which offer information and key stats on upcoming games. There are lots of sites out there, and several bookmakers now have a stats section where you can look at the data available. The tools that I provide are all free, and they're the glue that holds my betting selections together every week. I've written an in-depth article about these tools and how they help, which you can help by checking out the article. If your bets keep losing, then it's likely you aren't utilizing tools such as the ones listed. Avoid greed. All of us get greedy at some point. It's human nature. So managing that urge is the key to picking that winning accumulator. Don't get swayed by the odds and the potential returns on your bet slip. Most of us see the pound signs in front of us rather than the substance behind it. Personally, I look at the fixture list without any odds before placing my bet so I'm not influenced by the prices. Do your research. If you do your homework, make sure you pick teams and leagues that you have knowledge of, because if you don't have knowledge of them, then you deserve to lose. It doesn't take long to check key stats, trends, and team news. Make an informed decision and don't just chuck in any old team for the sake of it. There are tons of resources out there and you can find them quite easily and plenty of data to suit your betting needs. Try to limit your away selections, and as a general rule of thumb, I try to avoid backing the away teams in my ACCA. It's obvious that the home teams, providing that there's a crowd, have a big advantage. So make sure the bulk of your selections are home win. And it will probably increase your chances of collecting, especially if you have a multi-leg accumulator. Stick to the leagues and sports you know. I know where my strengths and weaknesses lie, so I avoid the unknown and obscure leagues and concentrate on what I know best. Have a browse through your bet history, look at the winners and the losers, and you'll soon see the leagues and the sports to really focus on. The proof of the pudding is in the settle bet history in this case. Superstition and pocket talk. I have friends who refuse to back certain teams because they conceded in the 90th minute and downed their ACCA for a four-figure payout the previous week. Try to take emotion and superstition out of your selection process. Why limit your options? Don't let your pocket do the talking and treat every game and multiple on its own merits. Don't bet for the sake of it. If there's nothing that takes your fancy, then take the day off. Log out of your online bookmaker and go for a run or take the dog for a walk. Do something fun. Boredom and betting for the sake of betting has busted many a bank. Keep your ACCAs down to a sensible number. The tenfold accumulator you may have highlighted may pay 1,000 to 1, but the chances are you're not going to hit it. Keep it simple. It's very rare that I back anything higher than a sixfold, and if I'm looking for a confidence boost, I usually back just two or three teams to get back on the winning track.